Good evening, my friends. It's a joy to be with you all on this Maundy Thursday celebration. It is my hope that this is a Maundy Thursday service unlike most that you have been to in the past. Is that a fair assumption? Come on in, Pat, you're in the right place. It is really a joy to gather in this time and this place, especially this evening, as we commemorate the institution of the Last Supper, that event which Jesus gathered with his disciples at a simple meal, much like we are doing this evening, sharing traditional Middle Eastern foods, and as a part of that, being reminded of our connection to that sacred meal which our Lord instituted on this evening, this Maundy Thursday evening. And so that's the focus of our conversation is going to be in the context of a meal. And during the course of the evening, we're going to be having some conversations about meals as well. And so in a moment, I'm going to be talking a little bit about giving you an opportunity to talk at your tables about some significant meal experiences you might have had in your lives. But before we do that, I'm going to share just a couple of mine. Some of you know that I lived for several months in India back in the early 1970s when I was a teenager. One day our driver, his name was Baba Singh Lamba, had taken me down to Delhi, about 3 hours from where we lived, because I had to do some paperwork at the U.S. Embassy. Now both my aunt and uncle with whom I lived had other obligations, so it was just the two of us on this adventure, Baba Singh Lamba. On the return back to the town where we lived, Lamba, he went by his last name, Lamba and I stopped at a small makeshift tea stand at the side of the busy highway. And for the next 45 minutes or so, we sipped our tea, ate a traditional meal of bread and curry as the sights and sounds of India swirled around me. In that meal, I was invited into Lamba's culture in a unique way, a way that changed me and shaped me. And because of that meal, my relationship with Lamba was changed forever. Another meal also comes to my mind, which happened along the side of a road. In this case, it was alongside a windswept mountain hiking trail in Montana. A group of us had gone on a fall backpacking adventure wilderness of the Rocky Mountains. One afternoon, as we hiked along the trail high above the tree line, we took a break to rest and eat, finding a place to hunker down behind some rocks to get us out of the wind as much as we were able. We slipped our heavy backpacks from our shoulders, lit the fire of one of our camp stoves, heated a pot of water, and then sat quietly drinking hot cocoa and it may not seem like much, but looking back on it now, it was a kind of a communion service where we gave ourselves to one another and to the mountains and to the adventure which tied us all together. The final meal I want to talk to you about this evening was a night shortly after Sylvia and I got together, but before we had gotten married. In fact, it was 30 years ago this coming June. I had just gotten ordained a deacon, but my job, which the bishop had appointed me to, didn't start until August 1st. So Sylvia and I decided that we would travel to Europe together for a few weeks. Our first stop was Amsterdam. One of the not-to-be-missed things we'd read about Amsterdam was eating Indonesian food, which of course made perfect sense when you were in the Netherlands. So we found a traditional Indonesian rice table where all of the foods are served on little tiny dishes about 4 inches across. And over the next 3 or 4 hours, we leisurely sampled the 50 or more small plates of food which emerged from the kitchen. No two of them alike, and each just a bite or two of food on the plate. I don't know if I have ever in my life had such a meal of sumptuous abundance. In it, I was reminded of God's limitless abundance in my life, which was simply there for the taking. Well, those are some of my most memorable meal stories. But now it's going to be your turn. What are some of your most memorable meal stories?